Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good afternoon. Welcome in. Yes, back. Joe Beamer in for Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is great to be back. By the way, it was an amazing time filling in for Tom. And having Tom's 3 hours, loved every minute of it. And thank you to all who listened, who participated in the last 2 weeks of shows. And obviously, I know you're all as excited as I am for Tom to be back. And he will, in 2 hours, be back in for Tom Bowerly, will be Tom Bowerly. I want to thank John Grayson, Chris Kroc, and obviously the financial guys for filling in. They are all way more professional than I am. And they all had, it was great show. They don't need me to tell them. Great shows every day. And again, thank you, John Grayson, Chris Kroc, and the financial guys for keeping this show going. And very happy to be back here with you on News Radio 930 WBEN. In the next segment, I obtained an email from the county executive that was sent to, I'm guessing, just Democrats in the Rath building and beyond. But a Joe Beamer source got this to me, and we will talk about that in the next segment. But it is back to school time, right? Kids are pulling up to school. Yellow buses are everywhere. And getting back into the groove of school. And you remember when you were a kid, you remember getting back to school. Everyone says, well, I dreaded that first day of class. I never dreaded the first day of class. Like I said last week, that first day of class was, oh, here's the syllabus. Here's the outline for the week. For the year, you would know what class was going to be a problem. If you were like me and didn't like hours long homework, you knew on the first day which class was going to be a problem because it was the teacher that assigned an assignment on the first day of class. Oh, I got this worksheet for you. We'll go over it tomorrow. Make sure you have it done. I don't even have a cover on my textbook yet. What are you talking about? But back to school for kids, for teachers, for all the employees within the school, school bus drivers. And for a lot of people, summer feels like it's over. Now, I agree with Brian. I don't work in a school. I don't go to school. So for me, summer's still going on. We're going to be in the 80s. Yes, it's football, but this is, you know, this first month of football, you can go to a game in shorts, maybe even flip-flops for a game or two. So it's September, let's be honest, probably the best month of the year. Very little of that has to do with the fact that my birthday's in this month, but it is. I mean, it's the best month of the year. You got the home stretch of baseball, college is back, NFL is back, hockey's ramping up. It's a great month. And so happy back to school for all the kids out there and for all the teachers out there as well. Now, the big talk going into back to school is the cell phone ban and the bell-to-bell cell phone ban that more states are putting into effect. Obviously, New York State did that this year. Again, I go back to, why did we need money to say that cell phones are banned? Like, did the state give schools money to ban baseball hats? Did the state give money to schools to ban chewing bubble gum? No, again, it's these are the rules. I mean, is it that difficult? You know, when you're an adult, this is a bad example because they actually do use money to catch you. But when you're an adult and you go 65 and a 45, most likely you're going to get pulled over. Now, yes, I realize the state gives you money for radar guns and stuff, but it's a written law. It's a written rule. You know when you're breaking it. So I don't understand the giving the money to the schools, but it is interesting to see how different schools address the situation, right? We've heard from Niagara Falls. I believe Sweet Home is also going with the pouches to put your phone in, and you know it unlocks at the end of the day. You see this at many concerts, which, by the way, I think is awesome. As someone who is very guilty of taking photos and videos during concerts, yeah, I probably could use one of those pouches. But that's a concert, not in school. Sweet Home, like I said, I believe they're using the pouches as well. This is the superintendent talking about it this morning with Susan and Brian.
The high school had an open policy. We did not ban cell phones at the high school. But now, of course, with the law, we will be doing that. So our students are going to store their devices in their lockers, and they have to be turned off throughout the day. We're keeping the policy simple and something that they're used to.
So not going with the pouches. They're going to lock them in the locker. Can you believe that until this year, they had an open policy? Like, was it ever a smart idea? And I'm not trying to crap on the Sweet Home School District. Don't take it that way. This goes to any school district. But the fact that it was that you could just bring your cell phone from class to class, like that wasn't going to be a distraction. Hell, that's a distraction for adults. Like, to me, that never should have been an open policy. Like, when I was in school 20 years ago, when kids started bringing brick phones in, and, you know, the best thing that your phone could do was, oh, look, my new flip phone can go on AOL Instant Messenger. They were banned. Like, taking a cell phone out in class was like taking out a TI-83 calculator in a non-math class. It was going to get taken away, thrown in the principal's or in the teacher's desk. Some teachers would just take it right to the dean of students. And like I said last week, you get a detention. Like, when did that change? I realize I'm old, right? I am years removed from school. But when in the last 18 years did it go from if I see that out or if it makes a noise, it's gone for the day? Cell phones aren't the first electronic that have been banned in classrooms. I don't know many classrooms that you could just whip out your Game Boy and start playing Pokemon. Like, I realize it's never been something as advanced, right? It's a computer in your pocket. But for decades now, electronics, kids trying to get electronics into the classroom, again, it's nothing new. You had Game Boys. I saw in elementary school a kid's Game Boy get taken away for a week because he brought it out in class. I told you last week about the kid with the Palm Pilot that was a smartphone before a smartphone. Except it really wasn't, because it was just stuff you downloaded from your computer that morning. You had, again, the TI-83 calculators. If you're my age, you know all about putting games on your TI-83, and then your Spanish teacher finds it, and they erase all the games off of it. So this is nothing new. I don't know when that happened, that we had the open policy. Maybe that's what's making it so much difficult. But there was a time when you could not have your phone in class. And if we had just kept with the policy of the mid-2000s, we would never be in this situation now where we're trying to divorce kids of their phones. But I applaud the schools for finally saying, yeah, this needs to happen. You can't have a, regardless, you could be the most, you could be the smartest person in the class, right? But let's be honest, more than half of us are distracted by our cell phones, right? And most people I'm talking to right now, there was a time where you didn't have a cell phone, right? Like I say all the time, my generation's the last generation that knows what it's like before the smartphone. Would you agree with that? I mean, Tanner, you were young when the smartphone came out, right? So would you agree that my generation's the last that remembers being in high school without the smartphone?
Yeah, probably, because I can say that I had a smartphone by the time I got to high school. It wasn't my first phone, though. I think I had like a flip phone or something like that. But by the time I got to high school, I definitely had a smartphone.
And you went to the Corning schools?
Corning Painted Post, yes.
Okay. Did they allow your smartphone from class to class?
Yeah, you could use it in the hallway, but obviously teachers weren't too keen on you using it during class. But
what was the policy? Like, if a teacher saw you on your cell phone, were they taking that phone out of your hand?
I think it varied from teacher to teacher. Okay. I don't think there was a district-wide thing. Some were a little more uptight on that than others, but generally it was frowned upon to use them in the classroom. But as you were walking in the halls from class to class, that was fine. They didn't care about that, or like at lunch and things like that.
Which, by the way, here I am ranting. I realize I have Tanner on the other side of the glass who's probably sitting there going, Joe, you have no idea what you're talking about. I was actually in school with a smartphone. And can I say, lunch, I would be complete. Like, I'm lunch, study hall, free period, I think you should be able to have your cell phone. I know there's people in the audience that will disagree with that. Learn to be all day without your phone. No, learn to be working without your phone, right? In the real world, you shouldn't be able to pull your phone out when you're working customer service. Most people cannot have their phone on them while they're working, right? They can't be buried in their phone while they're working. Now, I realize we have social media influencers and their job is being buried in their phone. But for most of us, we cannot work and be buried in our phone, okay? However, I kind of would go with what Tanner said. I'm not saying Tanner said he agreed with it, but Tanner said, in the lunchroom, now I would be against being on your phone from class to class. Again, talk with someone, right? Have a conversation, get to class on time. But I wouldn't be against if the school said, hey, at lunchtime, you can bring your phone to the cafeteria. Again, I think more for the high school students. I think elementary and middle school, I am all for, again, giving your elementary school child a smartphone. Maybe I'll change my tune when I have a kid in elementary school. I can never imagine doing that. I mean, really. My parents would not let me bring my Game Boy to school in the mid-90s. I can't imagine being allowed to take your phone to school or even an elementary school kid needing a smartphone. But, elementary school and middle school, let's get back to, hey, you know what our entertainment is? Talking with one another, having conversations, playing hockey with your pencil on the table. That was always fun. But when we get to high school, like, I would not be against, okay, at lunchtime, or if you have a free period, you can have access to your phone. Like, I think most people would be on board with that. But, I mean, we got here by somewhere between 07, and if I see you with your Motorola Razr, it's going to my desk for the rest of the day. We went from that to, oh yeah, just make sure your phone's put away before the bell rings. to where we are today. I think if we just had stuck with, hey, if I see your phone in class, you don't get it for the rest of the day. If we had stuck with that, now I'm imagining the reason we didn't stick with that is because parents started calling up the school and saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe you took away little Jimmy's cell phone. Do you know how expensive that is? And the school, oh, so sorry, so sorry, so sorry. Instead of saying, well, maybe you need to teach your kid, little Jimmy, how to keep their phone in their backpack during class. Like, I do think some of this, and again, I'd love to know your reaction at 803-0930-star-930. I think some of this is the parents making excuses for their kid having a phone. Again, we did most of my schooling, cell phones were not in the hands of the students. And we were just fine. Every classroom had a phone, right? If your parent needed to get in touch with you, they would call down. And again, I don't mean to bring up a tragic day, but I remember 9/11/2001 and multiple parents taking their kids out of school, seemingly in every class. I remember, bring, bring. Oh yeah, John's mother's here to pick him up. So everyone got, even though they were, you know, telling you not to do that, people were doing it. You got in touch with your child just fine. Like, there is a system here. We're not gonna block you away from your child all day if there's an emergency. But when your kid's in school, it's about learning, not about texting mom and dad what they're having for lunch or texting their friend two classrooms over. And I guarantee how we got to where we were in the mid-2010s was too many parents calling and saying, I can't believe you took my daughter's iPhone away. Do you know how much I paid for that? Really, that's more important? What if your daughter was flunking out of a class? Still, how much you paid for that iPhone was more important than the fact that she was taking it out in class and the teacher got fed up and took it away? So I think that played into how we got to a place where kids felt like they could just walk all over school with their phone. And again, you can't just walk all over the world all day at work. I mean, there are consequences. There are consequences at work, and there's also consequences when you're driving. I mean, being so distracted, that's not the word I'm looking for, being so consumed by your phone leads to more than just being distracted at work. How many videos have we seen of people driving on their phone, either texting or trying to film a TikTok video while they're driving? Did you see this one? The girl's driving, singing Hit Me Baby One More Time into her phone, loses control of the car and flips it over. Again, while she was live streaming. So there's a time and place. And when you're in school, you're supposed to learn life lessons, right? That's the whole point of school. It's to be book smart. But, and again, I think some people have forgotten this. You're also supposed to learn how to be social and learn the rules of life while you're going up through the 12 grades. Well, I guess it's 13 grades or 14 grades if you count UPK. So, again, I applaud the ban in the classrooms. I would give a little lenience on lunchtime in high school. But, hey, you're there to make friends. You're there to create social relationships. And again, develop your social skills so you can go into that job interview and look the person interviewing right in the eye and say, I am so excited to be here. I want this job. Not looking down at the floor because you're so used to having your phone to avoid eye-to-eye contact. That is something you're supposed to learn in school. Look at the teacher. Look at the person you're talking to. Now, one person that's not the best at looking at the person talking to them is the county executive, from my experience on an interview with Hardline when he looked all over the room and didn't look at me while he was answering questions. He sent out an email addressing his many trips across New York State and beyond. And I will tell you, why he says he's not only had taken those trips, he'll be taking more trips, but he needs your help. And my question to County Executive Mark Poloncarz is, where does the county rank on your list of importance?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
What an appropriate song, Tanner. Not only for what we just talked about, but when we're talking about the Rath Building. High school has never ended for many in the Rath Building. When I hear that song, it's so funny you play that, because when I hear high school never ends, I do think about Erie County politics, because it is very, very much a high school-like atmosphere. Welcome back. It is Joe Beamer back at 1 o'clock here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Before we get to the county executive and his email, someone texted in very early in the last segment something, and texter, I'm sorry that it didn't come across my vision, because you're so right. It says, adults still don't recognize their addiction. Children model what they see. Talking about their addiction to cell phones. And I think that is so spot on. Especially parent. Hey, I'll put my hand up. Parents, millennial parents, we are very guilty, you know, as much as we try to fight it. Now, I'm very good at fighting it, only because I'm not good at remembering to charge my phone. So I will have to put my phone away to charge. But I think so many people will sit there and they'll talk like they don't have a cell phone addiction, and they do. They're there doom scrolling. Hey, what are you watching on the TV? Oh, I don't know. I'm just buried in my phone. Again, I'll admit it. I am your typical millennial when it comes to cell phones. I could be much, much better about how distracted I become, you know, at home with my cell phone. I will definitely, not proudly, but definitely put my hand up and admit to that. And I think that is Someone put it on here twice. Changed when adults in education and parents didn't recognize their own cell addictions. Perfectly said, texter. And again, I think if we were all honest with ourselves, we've all had a moment where we were so consumed in our phone. And many times you'll realize it. You'll snap out of it and you'll realize it. But again, if you're regularly buried in your phone, what does your kid see? Oh, your kid sees you on your phone nonstop. Now they have a phone. Well, mom and dad are always on their phone. Why can't I always be on my phone? I think that plays into it. And like I said, I think we got to how we were before this ban went into place. We got there because too many parents called in and said, oh, you took my kid's phone away. Do you know how expensive that is? And again, well, they're there to learn. They're not there to be on their cell phone. And I do think that I think that probably got the schools to throw their hands up and say, well, what can we do? And then we got to this point where kids were able to walk in the hallways with their phone, have their phone all day. So they just assumed, oh, I had a text because it went off on my smartwatch. And again, I will say this because I've been guilty of this. You feel your smartwatch buzz, right? And you don't even think about it. You go right for your phone and read the text. And you know what I will say? I'll give some... Now, again, I don't think they ever should have had their phone in class to begin with. But I can understand that phone's on you. You feel your smartwatch go off. It's just a reaction. You go right to your pocket and you pull your phone out. I can definitely see that being a problem. Again, that's why the phone should not have been allowed in class to begin with. But I believe the ban is only smartphones. So technically, you can still have a smartwatch on, which, again, is also a distraction. You can definitely be distracted by your watch. Someone starts texting you. You're there reading your watch, not paying attention in class. I wonder if that's the next if that's the next shoe to drop, or if I'm completely wrong and smartwatches have also been banned. Let me know on the text board, 803-0930. John in Tonawanda. John, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I just want to say I agree with the phones being banned in schools. That's a great step forward. But, you know, it's not just kids. It's the older people, too. My dad, late 60s, as a kid, he always told me, you know, don't be on the computer. Don't be watching TV. Don't be addicted to it. And he himself has a really bad phone addiction. He'll be on the couch, you know, just doom scrolling through Facebook, I mean, for hours. And he'll have the TV on, and he'll be like, hey, what you watching? He's like, oh, just watching whatever. Oh, Dad, you're on your phone. And it's just like, I don't think, I'm not trying to be like ageist here, but I don't think the boomers were equipped well with, they're not equipped to handle the new technology like you and myself, where we were kind of weaned on it with the internet in the 90s. Then we had social media. Very slowly we got to smartphones. When they hit their mid-60s, boom, they got a smartphone, Facebook, and it was just kind of tossed at them. And I think sometimes the addiction for an adult who's older can be just as bad, maybe if not worse, for like a teenager.
You know, John, that is such a great point. And you know, because you're right. We were kind of weaned onto everything we use our phone for, right? You said it, the internet in the 90s. How about AOL Instant Messenger? I mean, that was before any kind of social media. Then we would be, you know, it's kind of like texting our friends on the computer, and now it's like, oh, we have that in our hand. But it's to me just so surprising how a generation who didn't have a smartphone in elementary school, in middle school, in high school, has become so addicted. And I think, again, I think if the older individuals in our audience were honest, I think many of them would say they're in the same boat as your dad.
I kind of think so. You know, you kind of get two types of boomers in this category. You get the ones like my mom who hate technology. She wants to go back to like the rotary phones, and my dad, who's just like the phone has become a third appendage, you know?
Or you have people like my dad, and I love my dad to death, and I know he's listening. You have people like my dad who will talk about how much he hates technology, but is always on his phone.
That too. Yes. it's funny what you're saying about AIM Messenger. Like, that's almost like a prerequisite. It's like what you need. Like, if you can do this and you can handle this, then you can move on to like social media, and then we'll give you a smartphone. You know, it's kind of like in some cases giving a caveman like a machine gun. You know, there's that. It's like this technology, and all of a sudden, boom, you have this gun that just sprays bullets, and it's kind of asking for problems. But yeah, my dad's just bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I will say this. My parents, they use their smartphones, but I will say both my dad, like when we're on road trips. And I'm driving, but I think he does that because he doesn't like to look at the road when I'm driving. That's when I would see him the most buried in his phone. But I will say, my parents, they do. I mean, they play Wordle every morning. But I, you know, I don't usually go to their house and either of them are buried in it and not paying attention. But I have seen it, you know, and I've seen people that will complain about phones buried in their phone and not paying attention in the conversation. And yeah, I think you're right. That goes for all ages.
Quick question. So like when you talk to your dad, like, and you point out like, hey dad, you're on your phone. Does he get defensive? Does he get kind of like, leave me alone? Like dad, you're on your phone. No, I'm not. It's not that bad. Is that ever an encounter that you have?
No, usually if I call him out on it, I think he'll realize it and he'll take his glasses off and put his phone down.
Oh, okay. Mine's the opposite, but yeah. Okay.
Again, I will say this. My dad does not like my driving. I understand. So he's buried in it on our road trips. But outside the road trips, no, if someone says, and my mom will say it a lot if we're all out, she'll say, you know, Joe, you're on your phone. He'll put his phone down and take his glasses off. I've seen that several times.
Yeah, gotcha.
Hey, man, appreciate the call. John in Tonawanda. Let's go to Anthony in Buffalo, who is a self-described technologically advanced boomer. Anthony, love that you're calling in with your perspective.
Hey, I appreciate you taking my call. I hope you can hear me okay.
Loud and clear.
I know how you hate the cell phone. So
no, I hate as long as no you have fun. A good signal, I love the cell phone. Most people don't have the home phone anymore.
I agree. I still have a landline because I'm a boomer, but I do have a cell phone. But I'm kind of a little more advanced than just, I'm not going to get hooked on it, even though I do all kinds of electronic things, and I just happen to be like a technician all my life. So I just wanted to chime in a little bit, say that there's got to be another class of boomers than the other two that you're talking about. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, Anthony, you said you were in technology. I mean, you've worked in technology. So for you, I mean, all this stuff just kind of comes naturally as it advances?
Well, I kind of took it up on my own way back in the day. Someone actually bought me a computer for work. I learned Windows 3.11 myself. I crashed the computer a million times. I learned how to type, you know, commands of that nature. I taught myself C++. I guess I'm a little more unusual than other people.
Yeah, I mean, so, but Anthony, to be fair, I mean, if it was the boomers that gave us the technology we have today, you know, I mean, so obviously there's a good class of baby boomers that know it because a lot of the technology we have today is founded by them.
I agree, and this is so great that I'm talking to you right now. I really appreciate this. This is awesome.
Well, of course, Anthony. I don't want you to be don't be a stranger to the show, my friend.
I won't. I really appreciate you allowing me to chime in. Maybe I can come up with some more points on the next time.
Sounds good, my friend. Anthony in Buffalo. Yeah, I mean, you look at, he mentioned Windows and I mean, it was baby boomers that got us, you know, the technology we have. So obviously, and you know, I mean, a lot of people are, you know, who are working, work from home. Right. I mean, that goes on. I mean, these computers are it's so much easier than in the early 2000s or late 90s. Right. I mean, several times, or not several times. I'm sorry. I mean, several years of, you know, it was complicated just to get online. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty easy to figure out a smartphone nowadays or, you know, a laptop, a tablet. I agree with Anthony. I think most people can figure out a smartphone. Now, you'll have people that they don't want to, and that's completely understandable. Right? I know people who they still will get the flip phone, which I saw one at a big box store yesterday. They'll still get the flip phone because, you know what? They want to read the paper in the morning. They want to still listen to old school radio. And thank you. Not on a smart speaker, not on their phone. They want to listen on the radio. Yes, you have a lot of people. And maybe it's just knowing yourself, right? Like, I don't want to get hooked on that. I don't want to be on that all day. And they get the smartphone. And that's awesome. Like, I have nothing against that. By the way, you have people now, Gen Zers, saying that they're too distracted by their phone. There was an article in the Post about this a few months ago, and they're going back to flip phones. They're actually trying to downsize technology because they've said that it's gotten too much for them. And that's a generation that didn't even know flip phones. You know what I mean? But no, I think cell phone addiction, I think, again, if everyone listening to my voice was honest, if you have a cell phone, to an extent, you are programmed to look at that when you hear it go off. You are programmed to look at that when you're bored. There are a lot of people, and I know I say this all the time, who are programmed when they're walking down a path and trying to avoid eye contact, they look at their phone. They've done a good job of making us look at our phone when we don't even know we're just doing it out of, a lot of times out of boredom. And then, you know, you're scrolling videos until midnight. I would say this, a lot of people probably get less sleep than they'd like because of their smartphone. Again, I'm putting my hand up. I know I'm guilty. Last night I was scrolling through videos on YouTube. You know, I'm addicted to these people that sit in their car and just like test out food. I don't know why. I'm not going to eat what they're, you know, I'm not in the city they're in. But man, it's just something about, well, I guess watching them eat it because I know I'm not going to eat it. But man, it is, it's addicting. And then there's I don't know if you've seen this guy. He messes around with his parents' stuff in their house. And then he films it. Tanner knows. And then he films it. I watched like 10 videos of this kid. And then there's the guy that goes college football stadium. And I love just following his weekends. He went to like 8 games this weekend. That's awesome. That's a legend right there. But again, I mean, I meant to go to sleep like after TCU went up 28-7 last night, or 27-7. And instead, probably an hour later, I finally put my phone down and said, this is ridiculous. And then I turned George Norrie on my phone and went to sleep. But still, I mean, I wasn't looking at it. But the Odyssey app with the timer is very nice. And, you know, turned on George Norrie around 11:10, set that timer to 1 hour, woke up, obviously it was off, my battery wasn't dead, and it was the morning. So a cool feature. You know, not all things are bad about the smartphone. A lot of good from the smartphone. You're probably listening to me on the smartphone right now, right? There's probably a good chance that you're listening to me on the Odyssey app or however you listen on your phone, and we are greatly appreciative of that. Well, you know what? That's what happens when you get some good calls. You have to move things over. So when we come back, I'm not teasing it anymore. We will talk about this when we come back, and I promise. That is a promise I am making to you. The county executive sent an email out explaining his travels and why he intends to do more. And I've read this email several times now. And my question to the county executive is, where do you list the county on your list of importance? Because you don't mention the county or the county efforts in this email one bit. I will read you the email. I'll tell you what I think. Would love to know what you think. And again, we're done teasing. We'll talk about this after the news with Tom Puckett. I do want to say, on the text board, someone says, I wonder if Joe watches the report of the week. Of course I do. Of course I do. When we come back, we'll talk about this pulling cars email on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Great to be with you on this Tuesday. Start of the week for many of you. Start of school for many kids out there, or maybe you get to wait till tomorrow or Thursday. Either way, hope the day is going great for you. Beautiful day outside. Can't wait to go and take in some of this beautiful September weather we're having in Western New York. All right, so I've teased this long enough. Over the last few months, years, however you want to say it, the county executive has been taking a lot of trips, and we've called him out on those trips here on WBEN. Now, I should say that the county executive was invited on to the show tomorrow to be our Democrat for the day, and he declined, so he is not going to be our Democrat tomorrow, but I'm sure we will find someone. You can email me, joe.beamer@wben.com, if you or someone you know would like to be our Democrat for our Wednesdays with a Democrat. So the county executive, and you know, people have been asking him, which I think is right, you know, right? I think the taxpayers, the people who pay his paycheck, deserve to know what he's doing on these trips and how it's helping the county. Because remember, when I asked Erie County Comptroller Kevin Hardwick about these trips to D.C. and South Dakota and Albany and Philadelphia, if the county was paying for those trips, he said yes. And I said, what has been brought back from those trips? We haven't gotten, to be fair, we haven't gotten an answer from any Democrat we've asked that question to. So here's the email from the county executive, again, from an undisclosed source. We won't say who it was to. There has been a lot of discussion about why I am traveling to other counties across New York and elsewhere. It's as simple as this. I'm trying to help elect great Democrat candidates, especially where we can flip red Republican seats to Democratic blue. In case you haven't heard, I was recently elected by my Democratic county peers to be the first vice chair of the National Democratic County Officials. That sounds like a made-up position to a made-up organization, which gives me a seat on the Democratic National Committee. I consider it a great honor to be first vice chair and one of three National Democratic County officials, officers representing the thousands of Democratic County officials nationwide, as well as you at the DNC. At NDCO, we have a Road to Blue action plan, worked well in 2024, to help candidates win their races across the country, and that's why I'm talking about it when I travel outside of Erie County. I am telling my story about why I'm a Democrat, why the Democratic Party truly represents the people of our nation, and how we can help candidates win races everywhere, even in areas that for many years have been won by Republicans. Okay, by the way, most polling shows that even registered Democrats think that today's Democratic Party is out of touch with reality. I mean, that's just a fact. Anyway, let's go on. The response so far has been great, and I am looking forward to going to more places, but it does cost money to do so. Now, again, this is when we would like to see what's the difference between a county-funded trip to South Dakota, to D.C., to Philadelphia, to Albany, and to one of these trips that he is asking for fundraising for. Because we know, it's been said on this very station, that the county paid for trips to D.C., to Albany, to Philly, to South Dakota. Now, I assume in this email, he is talking about his trips to Steuben County, to Allegheny County, to Seneca Falls. These are ones that he's taking out of his campaign fundraising, right? So it goes on. That's one reason I am holding a fundraiser this Wednesday, that's tomorrow, at the Buffalo Bisons game. I hope you will support my efforts by joining me at the game, where all the usual ballpark food and drink will be available starting at 5:05, with first pitch 6:05. Bring the whole family for a fun night of Bisons baseball, which will help begin the efforts of taking back our country by winning important county races this year. Thank you, and I hope to see you at the ballpark, Mark Poloncarz. So this tells me a plethora of things. Number one, this event is not selling well. If he's sending emails out a week before, this must not be a highly attended event, right? This is probably, I was trying to think of a college football fan base I could go after, but I can't think of one off the top of my head. This event right now probably looks like the fourth quarter of the UNC game last night, right? That's number one. This fundraiser obviously is not getting the people. Number two, do you notice in this email, now this is the county executive of Erie County. Not once in this email does he mention what he's doing for Erie County, which should be the most important thing on his list. He was elected. He gets paid a little bit too much, if you ask me. He gets paid to be the county executive of Erie. He posts more about what he's doing in Steuben County, Allegheny County, Ashtabula, South Dakota. He's posting more about that than his job as the county executive. And this email, this fundraiser email that was sent to Democrats in Erie County, doesn't mention once what he... That is like me. You know, I love the opportunity when I get a chance to fill in St. Louis. But my number one job is to be a talk show host on WBEN. That comes first. I'm going to talk about that. Yeah, I might mention my, you know, filling in, but filling in is not paying the bills, right? This is my job. This is what I was paid to do. This is what I show up to work for every day to do. This guy has been running so far away from the county executive position. And now he says, this is September, by the way, that he intends to go to more places outside of Erie County as we get closer to November. Now, number two, or I guess I'm on point three now, I don't buy any of this. Like, I think this guy is looking for a job. I think that is pretty clear. You're telling me that changing the country is to elect Democrats in Steuben County? No offense to Steuben County. I'm from Steuben County. Tanner's from Steuben County. We're not crapping on Steuben County. But I'm supposed to believe that that's money well spent. That's going to get Gavin Newsom or Wes Moore in the White House because Mark Poloncarz went and had a burger with Sean Hogan at the Steuben County Democrat picnic. Like, I'm not buying it. Now, is he trying to improve his resume because he wants a job with Governor Hochul in Albany? Does he think this is going to get him to D.C. somehow? Maybe he thinks if Gavin Newsom's elected, he'll be in his cabinet. I don't know. But let me tell you, if I was thinking of going to this game as a Democrat and I read this, I'd be like, well, this is just less, this is more reason not to go. And the ironic part is, if you followed the county executive on social media, if a Republican was running away from their job as much as he is, he would rightfully be calling that person out daily. That's how he is. Remember, this is the guy who said he wants to eliminate Republicans from Amherst. This is what he does. So, you know, if the tables were turned, he'd be calling that person out. But what are you doing for Erie County in a fundraiser for the county executive of Erie County? And it's not mentioned once in this email for a fundraiser for the county executive. So I think it's very telling. Obviously, he does not. He's given up on Erie County, right? He was elected. I mean, this is how I look at it. And again, if you think I'm wrong, 803-0930, star 930. Would love to have asked them this tomorrow, maybe later in the week or later in the month. But my thoughts are he ran again for Erie County because he knew he most likely would get elected. And he just has, that's just a placeholder while he goes out and looks for the job he really wants. Now, the job he really wants sadly for him, is being held by Tim Kennedy. Tim Kennedy was picked instead of Mark Poloncarz when Brian Higgins stepped down. And obviously Mark Poloncarz is still to this day probably pretty ticked off about that. So now he's thinking, okay, maybe if I do all this work, Kathy will redraw the districts so I get a district at my vacation home. Maybe that's what he's thinking. Maybe he thinks putting in this work, right, all these pictures of him at picnics around New York State, right, the picture of his name tent and minutes of each of these of this committee's meetings. By the way, and I know I've said this before, I'm sorry. I don't like when things are by the, you know, when you go to these things and it's just like a little committee. I'm not talking about Congress. I'm talking about something like the National Democratic County Officials Committee. Oh, we have to approve the minutes. Oh my gosh, I hate approving the minutes. Yes, I approve the minutes as they stand. What's Tanner going to stand up and go, no, these minutes suck? Like, why are we doing that? Anyway, he takes pictures of all that, right? He takes pictures of the minutes that were approved. But I think this is all for something else. And again, what that something else is, I don't know. His dream job is gone. Tim Kennedy has that. Like I said, maybe he thinks somehow Kathy Hochul can draw that district blue enough around Mark Poloncarz's vacation home so he can go and just stay there and go to Congress. By the way, you know why Tim Kennedy's in Congress and the county executive's not? Because Tim Kennedy actually comes on Hardline and he actually talks to the media. Yeah. He doesn't avoid people because they disagree with him. Tim Kennedy, by the way, will be on Hardline September 14th. That is confirmed. So that is the email, and that is what his goal is. So his goal is to take your money, right? If you're going to go to the Bison's game with Mark Poloncarz, it's to take your money, again, under the title of Mark Poloncarz for County Executive. That's the name of this fundraiser. And he is going to take that money and go and help fight back our country by winning important county races. Like, no offense to county government, right? I have a lot of respect for certain members of our legislature, right? I think we have some good people in the legislature. I think we have some good people running for legislature. But I think they would say, as serious as they take their job, this is a bit much. Like, every weekend, going out, again, flying to, and sometimes during the week. And the focus has not been on Erie County. And by the way, like, could you imagine if you were, you know, again, put the parties aside and you were just focusing and, you know, you're in, I don't know, Albany County. Is that the name of the county Albany's in? Whatever county Albany's in. And they say, oh, we have a special guest tonight. It's a county executive, Mark Poloncarz. He's from Erie County. And you go and look at the stats of Erie County, you know, the stats I talk about all the time, where poverty is above the national average, where the median household income is below the national average, where 36% of people in the county are on Medicaid. And you look at that and you go, why is this guy speaking at a Wednesday night dinner in Albany? Shouldn't he be trying to fix these numbers in Erie County? What kind of information is he going to give me? He wants my county to look like that? Like, that's what I can imagine. Again, if people, you know, because people in nowadays, they'll just see the letter next to the name and go, oh, that's great, instead of deep diving into this person. But again, my conclusion to this, just for the conclusion of this email, my conclusion is he is trying to put as many eggs in as many baskets as he can So he has a landing spot when he's done being the county executive. Now, I still believe that that Mark Poloncarz is going to run for re-election. I don't care what his office says. He's made the promise before that he wouldn't run again and ran again. I think all these efforts to get another job are going to come up short again. And I think he's going to run for county executive in 27. He's going to blame Trump, say it's Trump's reason he needs to fight back from Erie County. And he's going to run again because I think it's pretty clear what the party thinks of him. Again, they jumped over him and put Tim Kennedy in Brian Higgins' seat. That's number one. Number two, Kathy Hochul doesn't seem, even Kathy, doesn't seem to want Mark Poloncarz anywhere near Albany. And these efforts, again, you're trying to win county races in 25. I don't know what job, unless Kathy Hochul gets that redraw and somehow can draw a blue district around his vacation home, I don't see where his landing spot's going to be. It's not where it wants to be. So he's probably going to run again and then spend a whole nother term looking for another job. Because that's what he's doing. Everything he mentioned in this email, on his social media, it's all about Democrats nationally fighting back, Trump. Very little in the last 9 months has been spent on Erie County. And can we be honest? Erie County is not in a great place. Like, Erie County needs a leader, number one. Number two, Erie County needs a county executive who cares about Erie County, not about their next job. Like, this is not in perfect condition where you can go on tour telling other counties how to run the county. The biggest city in the county is in a $70 million deficit. The downtown economic hub of not just the city, of the county, is dying. You have lead in the water that you're not going to get out until 2035. And all this is going on, and you have a county executive that is anywhere but the Rath building running around on his own little tour. And again, I don't know what the point of the tour is. There's problems here. Like, if Mark Poloncarz got the lead out of the water, maybe that's a tour you can go on. But there's a lot of problems here. And we need someone that's committed to Erie County every day they're at work, not obsessed with Donald Trump. And right now, we have a guy in the Rath building that's more obsessed with Donald Trump, that's more obsessed on how he's going to flip the seat in Steuben County than he is addressing the issues in Erie County. The only issue he seemingly cares to address in Erie County is buying golf courses in Amherst. Seems to be the only thing in Erie County he cares about right now. So that's an update on that. Love to know what you think. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, I will talk a little bit about that golf course just for a second or two. There's an announcement I got to make. And airports, a world of their own on WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Oh, yeah. There it is. Welcome back. Joe Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN, 803-0930, star 930. If you have a comment on anything I've discussed so far today, this happened this morning on Morning Joe over there on what's soon to not be called MSNBC. I believe it's going to be called MS Now. This is former mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, and if there's an endorsement you want, it's Bill de Blasio. He was talking about Mamdani, his proposal for free buses, and here's what the former mayor said on, again, this is supposed to be a friendly show to Democrats, and this is what Bill de Blasio had.
Free buses.
And who runs that?
The city of New York runs it, just like we run so many other services. And the bottom line here is to think about the free buses again. Free buses has been proven to work in many parts of the country.
Where?
I'll get your list of cities, but the bottom line.
He had no example. No example. But I got to tell you this. When I hear Bill de Blasio, I only hear one thing.
Fries when you get vaccinated? I got vaccinated. You're saying I could get this? These delicious fries? Wait a minute. But there's also a burger element to this? Let me check with Bill Neidhart. Is it too early in the day to eat a burger?
No.
This could be breakfast?
Good
to go. Okay. I want you to look at this and think about, again, some people love hamburgers, some don't. Really want to respect all ways of life. But if this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination. Mmm. Vaccination.
Yes. Serious mayor. Very serious man. Bill de Blasio. He has thrown his support behind Mamdani, except he cannot tell you where the free buses are proven to work, just like no one can tell you where socialism has actually worked. Yet today's political left, they're all about socialism, and this will be the time that it works. 803-0930, star 930. So, you know, I think this all the time when I'm traveling. And over the weekend, was down in Atlanta for the Virginia Tech season opener against South Carolina. We won't talk about the game, even though Tech played better than I thought they were going to play. Just wish their offense had played a little better. But, you know, anytime you're in an airport and you just think to yourself, nowhere else would you get away with what you get away with in the airport. It's like the airport or a Bills tailgate. Those are about the two places. So, you know, walking in, I had an early flight yesterday because, you know, wanted to get home, and was very thankful that my wife, you know, lets me go to these games. At the very least, I should get home as soon as I can to help out with our child and things around the house. So I'm at the Atlanta airport wicked early, and, you know, the Atlanta airport's very busy. And, you know, I'm looking, you know, I'm very observant, looking up and down. Now, everything is open. It's 7:30 in the morning. The Longhorn Steakhouse is open. People are having cocktails. You walk by the Burger King. You can get a Burger King breakfast, but at the airport, they're also offering Whoppers for breakfast. And it's called a Whopper for breakfast with Whopper fries and a drink. You know, you walk into the convenience store, a water bottle's $10. It's like nowhere else. People are sitting along the wall, hanging out on the floor. Like nowhere else could you get away with what you get away with at the airport. I mean, the prices, and let me tell you, when you go airport to airport, the Buffalo airport doesn't seem overly expensive. But I could not believe it. A water bottle for $10. Thankfully, I bring my own water bottle, empty it out, obviously, before I go through security, and then just fill it up when I'm on the other side. But the prices, I mean, that's not the half of it. Again, it's what you see in the morning. I mean, you walk through an airport, it could be 7:30 in the morning, or it could be 7:30 at night. I mean, most places have their regular menu. Like I said, you can start drinking whenever. Now, if you're on vacation, that's awesome, right? If that's what you, if you want to have a drink to start your vacation, like some of us do, that's fine. But again, not many places are you walking in at 6 a.m. unless it's, you know, a Bills tailgate or an airport, and you can start having the alcohol flowing. You know, $5 for a cup of coffee. And I'm not talking about, you know, a nice, whatever fancy coffee you might drink. I'm talking about like a little 12-ounce cup of coffee. $5-6. It's insane. And there's, you know, in Buffalo, usually you have gates that, you know, aren't going to see a plane for a few years. So there's seats. But you go to these bigger airports like Atlanta, New York, Charlotte, and you got people sitting along the wall, all trying, you know, 18 people trying to use one outlet. You know, there's a line for the bathroom. Again, at 7:30 in the morning, it's a madhouse. Again, nowhere other than the airport. You walk through that security, you're in your own world. You're in your own world. Whatever you want goes, right? You want this, well, you're at their mercy. It could be $20. And you'll say, oh, I'll just go down there and get it cheaper. No, you won't. No, you won't. There's a good chance you will not get it cheaper. I'll tell you this, another strange thing did happen. So, you know, I get on the plane and I doze off. I mean, that's my thing. I sleep on planes. I don't stay up. I like to just put, you know, something on in my headset and just go to sleep. And there was a young lady in the middle seat when I sat down, and my flight home yesterday was pretty packed. The complete opposite, by the way, of my flight down on Saturday. Saturday, I had the entire row to myself. Is there not a better feeling than when they latch that frickin' door and you have the row to yourself? It is an amazing feeling. You know no one else is getting on this plane. That was great. Yesterday, full flight. So there's a young lady sitting in the middle seat. I'm on the window seat because that's where I sleep best. I doze off, and it's the Atlanta airport, so, you know, it takes 30 minutes to finally get ready to, you know, get queued to take off. So I take a nap. I wake up. We're still on the tarmac. I wake up. that person's gone. Now, when I closed my eyes, I could have sworn they had already closed the door. The flight's full. I have no idea what happened to this person. Completely disappeared from the flight. Might have to call into George Norrie tonight and talk about that. Completely disappeared. No idea where she went. But it was, I'll tell you this, it was the least turbulence I've experienced on a flight in some time. And that was very nice. So, yeah, just airports, insane. On Saturday, I was like, I'm not going to start my trip by sinking 50, 60 bucks into a couple drinks while I wait for my flight. So I filled up my water bottle and just did a few laps around the airport. You know, it's not an overly big airport. I did like 12, 14 laps. I had one of the college games on in my ear. I'd peek into the bars and see, you know, what the score was. But yeah, just did a few laps around the airport, got my steps in. Because, it's fun. Like, if you're going on a weeks-long vacation, it's fun to have an air. There's nothing hits better than the airport beer. But when you're gone for less than 48 hours, I'll have fun when I get there. It's a short flight. tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight is the final episode of Hard Knocks for the Buffalo Bills. And, I had never really watched Hard Knocks before this season. I watched one of the in-season episodes when the Bills were featured against the Dolphins, claiming the division. Remember that season? But I'd never really watched it as intently as I have this year. And I have to say, I've been really surprised with how much I've enjoyed it. Yes, I love the Bills. I love, sports in general. But I've never been a big preseason person, right? I keep my eye to see what's going on, but I've never really gotten into the preseason. And I Hard Knocks really did a great job of documenting training camp. And I think tonight's episode will be interesting because it'll be the players learning their, last week you got to know all the players that were going to get cut, which I thought was interesting. And this week they get cut. So it's probably going to be, it'll be an interesting insight to see them get cut. Some of them get added to the practice squad and, their reactions to getting that news. But that's a sign that the season is almost here. The Hard Knocks finale tonight. NFL season kicks off on Thursday. There's a game on Friday. And then obviously the Bills play Sunday night against the Ravens. I'm excited for this weekend. One of my famous football weekends, going down to Virginia Friday for the Vanderbilt Virginia Tech game Friday night, and then right after or Sunday morning, driving back up for the Bills game. Don't worry, I'll be doing Hardline too. Yeah, I can fit it all in. It's gonna be a fun weekend, and looking forward to that. Some people would say it's the kickoff to fall. I say as long as we have highs of 80 degrees, summer is still here, and let's enjoy summer and football at the same time. Just because it's on the menu, doesn't mean you have to get pumpkin spice lattes and pretend it's already fall. Just saying. You can let that sit there for a while. And finally, before we get to the return of Tom Bowerly, I saw my first Christmas commercial this morning. So this morning, was listening to David and had the TV turned down and was watching News Nation. I like to flip through all the stations. I ended up being on News Nation and I saw a Christmas tree and I said, this cannot be a Christmas commercial. So I turned up the TV real quick and they were playing Christmas music in the background. It was for Christmas trees. It was a Christmas tree commercial. And so September 2nd marks the first Christmas commercial that I have seen this year. I don't know if that kicks off the holiday season, probably not, but I thought it was telling, right? I mean, Spirit Halloween stores are open. You walk into any big box store, they've got at least their Halloween stuff up. A lot of places already have their Thanksgiving stuff, right? If you go to places like Hobby Lobby or Michael's, They've got the Thanksgiving Hobby Lobby's got their Christmas stuff up already. Cracker Barrel has their Christmas stuff up already. So it's a sign of things to come. But as I always say, as I've been saying, it's still beautiful outside. The pools are still open. So let's enjoy what we have left of summer. Brian said it perfectly this morning. You know, he was talking about his wife saying that summer is over. And Brian said, well, maybe for you. But still summer for me. I'm right there with him. It's still summer. Summer is still here. And back after 2 weeks gone, Tom Bowerly. Tom, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, thank you, Joe. It was gone, but still working and working very hard.
Yes, yeah. The pictures looked like you were having a blast.
Yeah, it was a whole lot of fun. For those who don't know, went with a whole bunch of people who listened to this station through conservativetours.com to, we landed in Germanistan, and then we went on to Luxembourg and Belgium and, of course, France and the Normandy coast and the city of Paris, and it was pretty awesome, and people seemed to have a really good time, and everybody wants to know when and where the next trip is going to be. I may have some inside information on that, but we'll see what comes up on the show today. You never know.
You took my next question. I was going to say, where's the next trip?
Well, actually, I guess I could tell you, I'll be escorting listeners to the afterlife. We'll be crossing the River Styx together, and I'll be there in spirit. You never know. I mean, I've got some clues. I think, you know, it's a place I've always wanted to see. Places I've always wanted to see, and a lot of people would like to go, but I don't want to spill the beans too soon.
What was Normandy like?
Normandy, well, first of all, the weather, I should say, I've talked a lot about when we went to Germany last September, a year ago this month, the weather was absolutely atrocious in Germany. It rained every day. It was cloudy. It was just wretched. But the weather on this trip, Joe, it was absolutely beautiful. Sunshine, 80, 85 degrees. It was gorgeous. Normandy was very educational. It was obviously hallowed ground because of obvious reasons. And the really strange thing is parts of Normandy, you can still see some of the German installations, which comprise what was known then as Fortress Europe. And it's so strange actually walking into a German gun emplacement and seeing where real German soldiers and their allies were stationed prior to and during the invasion. They've got a couple of them that are very, very well preserved, actually.
Oh, that would be so neat to go see. You know, I love seeing history. You know, like Gettysburg, I know is not on the same level, but Gettysburg for the Civil War and all the history in that town, walking around, I love it. It's like it takes you back to that time.
Well, you don't have to be on a plane for 8 hours to get to Gettysburg, at least not from Western New York, and that's awesome. But Normandy was great, and Luxembourg and Belgium were real surprises to me because they were stunningly, breathtakingly beautiful. Both of those countries reminded me a lot of Route 100 in Vermont. Seriously, it's very pastoral, very lush, very verdant, lots of very happy looking cows and horses that don't know that the French eat horses. So I'm just saying, but the scenery was absolutely breathtaking. The history was breathtaking. Unfortunately, in Luxembourg and Belgium, those damned wind turbines are everywhere. Didn't see as many in France. Maybe it was a function of where we were in France, but the Belgium and Luxembourg, those damned wind turbines all over the place. All over the place. So obnoxious, so unsightly, so ghastly, so horrible. Talk about the environment. How about the visual environment? Those things suck. They're eyesores. They should all be taken down. Every last one of them.
I second that, Tom. Now I want to know when you're on vacation, like you know you're out. Do you stay plugged in to current events, or do you kind of let that go out and say, "Hey, when I get back, I'll catch up"?
Well, Joe, on vacation, I'm generally drunk 24/7, And no, I absolutely stay in touch with everything that is going on. In fact, when the bus accident on the thruway was unfolding, that was obviously a source of great concern because we were traveling on a couple of motor coaches in Europe, and we had the benefit of having some awesome drivers. And when you hear about something like that happening, you really appreciate what goes into being basically the captain of a bus responsible for maybe 40 or 50 souls on each bus. And it is a weighty responsibility. And we had awesome drivers. And that's one of the things on which conservativetours.com prides itself is amazing drivers of the coaches. Sensational.
Well, Tom, glad you're back, but obviously glad you had a great time and can't wait to hear about it in a few minutes.
Well, I don't wish to dwell too much upon that, but we shall discuss it a little bit. And I guess some of the people who were on the trip didn't even come back with COVID. They missed out.
Oh, well, there's a tease.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is. But I will tell you why I ended up in the hospital Saturday.
You did?
Yeah. It's a great story.
Do I have to wait till after Puckett, or are you going to? Can I hear it now?
I'll tell it after the news. I don't want to keep Tom Puckett waiting because that's wrong. That's so wrong.
Well, Tom, great to have you back, and looking forward to the show.
It wasn't syphilis, Joe. Just so you know.
Okay, I'll mark that off the list. That was my guess. Tom Bowerly is up after the news with Tom Puckett. Bowerly is back after this on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.